jingles that he'd sing for you. He had a website too. He lost his wife, lost his kids, lost his house. Because of the time it consumed, he sang so many songs about notes, emails, faxes, and notes. And he always threw in some jokes, jokes, jokes on the TK jingles. That was TK jingles. TK.
Good morning, jingles. Afternoon, or evening, come wherever you are, and whenever you're listening to this. This is episode 2 of the TK Jingles Weekly Podcast for the second week of March 2014. I'm your host, Jerry Nardelli of Allendale, Virginia. And we're going to go ahead and get started here with some tunes from this past week. We're going to start with a song by John Welsh, followed by a Pearl Jam parody I did. Then Kirsten's going to go with a lovely new song, followed by a Billy Joel tune by Joe Arrow. Then a man who's been greatly underserved by the mailbag jingle section of the TK show, though he's on every single day, and a man who needs no introduction. I'll just leave it at that. So with that said, let's go ahead and get started with John's tune.
Podcast. Nigel's got the news all wrong. And Hornaday's got movies. And Negrelli's got a song. Oh, yeah, yeah, podcast. Now that football season's through, they'll just talk about the weather till it's time for Shad's haiku. I've found a team that I could cheer for, a team whose name not PC, a quarterback that sponsors Neil too, an opera queen named RG3. Oh yeah, we cry, we cry. The sales weasels have been asked, but we still have to wait forever. To hear the next podcast.
Whining, watching the clock, almost 12 o'clock, it's time to stop. He says, I need to go, see you later, bitches. He opens the door, the show is over. He wants to sleep, cause he's getting older. Raju says third prize Tony fired, now he's a bitter man. His knee hurts and by noon he's tired, he needs some medicine. Can't find his vitamins, he might get violent.
I don't know. Try as I may, I could never explain why I'm behooved when all you do is complain. Don't get down on yourself now, please, Mr. Tony. Yes, you are old, but we love all your stories. Your future is bright. Don't be worried at all that you'll fall, 'cause this show is best when you know nothing at all.
Girlfriend always makes me eggs that are runny. Did you know I switched to Geico and I saved a bunch of money? Everybody's talking about what they had for dinner, but it's still the mailbag to me. John Fitz and KJ got a brand new jingle, wondering why it hasn't made the show. Well, if you're having trouble cooking that chicken meal, and Rocco's gonna let you know. Nowadays it's kinda tough getting airtime. Your best bet's a song or an email with one line. Haiku, Raz, you, even Johnny Walker Blue, it's still the mailbag to me. Ooh, it doesn't matter what you say in your emails, most of the time it's all about cuisine. Here comes a Brad White song, now the mailbag is on. Dumb winning just like Charlie Sheen, sitting at his Google machine.
1-877 dead to us. D-E-D-D dead to us. 1-877 dead to us. There are those who are dead to the show.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a wedding, and it looks like the guests have arrived. But there's something that I'm forgetting. Oh no, Tony asked for a ride. Oh well, the tuxes look fantastic. They went to Joseph A. Bank, and the flowers are from Bethesda. They were free. Tracy, thanks. Can I just have one more cup of borscht or some challah? And a knish too, more halacha.
That was, of course, my demo for Michael Kornheiser's wedding. I'm really looking forward to that event. It's going to be fantastic. This past week, I had a chance to visit PTI and meet with Tony and Michael. And young Michael's fiance happened to be there just visiting by total coincidence. And we had a fantastic chat about the set list and the wonderful video montage we're going to put together and all the great little jingles we're going to have that are going to go to that. It's going to be wonderful. So anyway, I'd like to go back in time a little bit here to the summer of 2013. So if you remember back in late June, I had the opportunity to have the We Didn't Start the Fire tune played a second time in its full length. And it was such a thrill, but on that same day, as excited as I was to hear it on the radio, I immediately started thinking about Labor Day. We only had 2 months until the show was back, and how in the world was I going to follow up to that? So that weekend, that Saturday, I sat down with a guitar and started working on an American Pie jingle, which ended up being the first one back. But over the course of that summer, I was so worried that every song I wrote was going to be the last great one, and it was, you know, that was going to be it. So I really needed to focus and I really needed to rehearse and practice. So I wrote about 30 songs over the course of those 2 months to build a good backlog just in case I had writer's block or was hit by a truck or God knows what. I wanted to make sure that I had a song for every week that would at least carry us through the end of 2013. So as I was doing that, a friend of mine, Dan Gattuso, who's actually a fan of the show as well, served as my quality control team. So whenever I would have a jingle finished, I would send it over to him and get his feedback. And there was one song in particular that was my absolute favorite because I had literally improvised the song. I said, you know, I want to do a parody of this artist, and why don't I just pick this song, and I'm just going to play the track and just sing whatever comes to mind. And I did two takes, and the second take was what I ended up using for the show, and I loved it just because of the spontaneity of it. I didn't spend any time at it. I mean, some of these things, I'd spend 2 hours, 3 hours. I think the longest time took me 4 or 5 hours to do the very first time because I had no idea what I was doing. But this one, I literally did the whole thing in 10 minutes. It was just perfect. And so anyway, I sent it to Dan and said, what do you think? This is really great. And he said, this is by far the worst impression you've ever done. It's the worst jingle you've ever done. I would just put this one in the trash. You've got much better ones. Don't even worry about this one. So we're going to listen to that one first. And then followed up, we're going to listen to a song by Slim Stanton, which is one of my personal favorites in terms of a style parody. But it is my wife Michelle's most hated jingle on the website. So I don't think it's anything against Slim. I think she just hates Randy Newman. So without further ado, here is the song that Dan told me to never share with anyone.
Tony got your letters, he got your emails, faxes, and notes, and he's gonna read some. He's gonna read some for you folks. Tony's gotta go now. He works two jobs and he can't be late. Never make him angry, or he might smash your dinner plate. Dear Mr. Tony, send my apologies to Liz Clark for this mailbag jingle. I set to dancing in the dark.
Here comes Tony's mailbag. Got your emails, faxes, and your notes. Yes, Tony's mailbag. Read some of all of you folks. I fried my chicken, working some rub, baking $3.75 for an hour or so bub. My next door neighbor, she teaches high school French. Right on 3rd Street, right on Springfield, jump on the interstate and I'm on my way. Take exit 67A, I love TK. I love TK.
Like I said, I absolutely adore that that jingle by Slim. I just think that is just so damn funny. The I brine my chicken line, I think, is one of the best things we've ever had on the site. It's like one of those non sequitur emails that we've had that have been so popular the last few weeks. It's just a brilliant joke out of nowhere. So in this last segment, what I'd like to focus on is some songs that are only played, or only not played, I guess, because they aren't on Tony's radar. These songs are so funny, but they're in the hip-hop genre, which is clearly not something that a 66-year-old man is going to be into. But when I first heard them, I was sure they would play. They were just too good. This first one is called California Love by Eric Yates. And then we will follow that up with the Public Enemy mailbag. And then as part of this segment, I've got a couple of bonus tunes for you. One by myself and a special tune from Brad Weiss.
Yeah, here's a little story that I love to tell about a bald orange geezer that we know so well. He loves show tunes and he's kind of a boaster, but please don't ask him to plug in a toaster. We all tune in because we love to laugh at TK and Augusta trying to take a bath. Littles want to hear the notes because it's such a gas, but on air is rare like a Nick Young pass. He pimps windows and cars in Bagel City, and Nigel's news is off from pretty. Shad's haikus and Tory's kids' horses, and Kevin reading news. news, straight laughing at corpses. TK and the crew leaving littles and stitches, even though you have to wait a day, sons of bitches. That ain't on your dial, new channel, late on your telly. Yo, I guess we can't all be Jerry Negrelli. Dagger.
Here come the mailbag.
Yeah, yeah. Alright, alright. Yeah.
Here comes Mr. Tony's mailbag. Got your emails, faxes, and your notes. Here comes Mr. Tony's mailbag. Gonna read some for all of you folks.
Yeah, boy.
When I was 17, I lost all of my hair. I lost all my hair one summer when I went to camp. Larry Brown worked for Shirley, and he counseled me. When I was 17,
the refugee Safeway is always running low on grapefruit juice. I am standing at the checkout with beef gravy and a can of Campbell's soup. When I saw a moose can, plain as it could be, I saw a moose can. Guy with his kids waiting next to me, and we're both looking at a moose can. She still can't decide on a box of candy. It's a Russell Stover assortment. But it's obvious to see, with her 7 bags of cheese, how she got a moose can. It turns out she has a coupon. You'd think I'd keep my mouth shut. I ought to learn to just let things go. But I guess that's 10 good minutes of another rant on the radio.
All right, so that was, again, California Love by Eric Yates and the Public Enemy Mailbag by Jay Branley, along with a few bonus tunes by myself and Brad. So that's the end of the planned content. Now I'd like to move on to a pretty exciting moment for me, the mailbag within a mailbag segment. So as part of that 30-tune barrage that I unloaded last summer 2013, the one that I was most excited about, that I thought was surest to air, was Good Riddance by Green Day. It was 30 seconds long, which I thought was a plus, and it hit every point. It was funny. And I had several email conversations with Nigel about it, and he said it was good, and they were going to play it, and they were going to play it, and it just kept getting bumped and bumped and bumped, and ultimately it fell off the radar. So when I visited the show in November of 2013, I played it live in the parking lot just as a gag for that reason, that it's something that had been promised to be on the show forever and ultimately has never been there. So it can be on my show, damn it. So here we go. This is Good Riddance by Green Day to kick off our mailbag.
Another mailbag song to end another show. Which mail will Tony read? Only Nigel knows. So do your best to put it in 575. Make Tony laugh the way Kevin does when somebody dies. Send something original, or just say he has no hair. Please don't read my name on the air.
I'm still shocked that one hasn't aired, but I'm glad we could share that moment together. So this first email is from Michelle N. in Annandale, Virginia. It says, Dear Jerry, get your ass down here and help me with dinner. Okay. Well, that's all the time we have today. So I'm going to have to get going. I really appreciate y'all joining me for this podcast. And if you'd like to send email, mailbag jingles, whatever you have, please send it to podcast@tkjingles.com. And maybe I'll read one of your messages in episode 3 next week. Thanks a lot, everybody.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!